Hi, I'm Dr. Grover. I've been a veterinarian for almost 10 years now, and I'm here today to talk to you about an oftentimes overlooked veterinary aspect about dental health. I think this is a very important part of veterinary medicine for your pets, that most of the time we don't really think about. And why don't we think about it? You know, we think about our own dental health. We go to the dentist once or twice a year, depending on how good you are. And we brush our teeth every day. And you can still sometimes, you know, smell an odor from our own mouths, and yet our pets, they're outside, you know, eating things off the ground, goose poop, you know, whatever it may be. And, you know, a lot of times we just don't think about it, and we say, well, you know, they never used to mention my pet's teeth, so why is it a problem now? And what happened was, in the past, we just never really realized how important teeth cleaning was for our pets, whether it be a dog or a cat. And now we realize that that can lead to the spread of disease or to a lot of discomfort. So these are things that we now can pay attention to and say, wow, you know, Max really needs some help with his teeth. So when you think about teeth cleanings, there are several things that it does to benefit the pet. And just like with us, you know, your dentist has specialized equipment, and you should hope that your veterinarian also has specialized equipment, maybe even some specialized training. If you think about it, anytime you're in school for anything, they teach you basics, but they leave out a lot. And so you get a lot of training on the job, and you know, most people would hope that you actually get some extra training besides just what you get while you're on the job. I know that we at our clinic have had several hours of extra training, and I find it very helpful. I feel like we've come a long way overall. So this is an important aspect for your pet, because they can't explain to you when they're uncomfortable. And the veterinarian can oftentimes look in their mouth and say, hey, look, here's a tooth lesion that may be causing your pet some discomfort. And they can even show you, you know, how it might be causing them some discomfort. So, you know, when you go in, make sure that your veterinarian is checking their teeth. You know, as long as your pet doesn't want to eat your veterinarian. You know, if you have Cujo in the office, then, you know, please, you know, check the teeth at home yourself. Take a picture, and the veterinarian can help you from the picture. The cleaning aspect. Many times what people are afraid of is the anesthesia. And that's a very understandable thing to be worried about. But most of the time, the anesthetics out there now are very, very safe if they're used properly and with good monitoring equipment. It really does make the job of keeping your pet safe. It really does make the job of keeping your pet safe much easier if you have good monitoring equipment and if you're using the proper anesthetics. They don't have to be as deep for teeth cleanings as they do for some other procedures. So there are lots of different things you can do to improve the recovery from that anesthesia. So if anesthesia is your main concern, you know, you have to weigh the risks and benefits and their overall health to begin with. But what you're doing with a teeth cleaning is trying to preserve that overall health. And doing preventative cleanings, just like your dentist does, what they're trying to do is prevent the spread of disease to other areas of your body, your liver, your kidneys, your heart, which are all important organs. None of us really want our pet to live without, you know, having liver problems. It also helps with odor. A lot of people come in and say, you know, I was sitting around the other night and, you know, I smelled something horrible. And all of a sudden, I realized that it was Fluffy's mouth. And then they, you know, they bring the pet in and they're like, what is that awful smell? And sometimes you can look and you can say, well, yes, it really is the teeth. And, you know, boy, it sure looks like Fluffy hasn't had a cleaning in the last 10 years. So have you been brushing Fluffy's teeth? Most of the time the answer is, brush your teeth? Why would I do that? And the reason is, same as for you. We brush our teeth so that we can talk to the neighbor or so that we can, you know, work. And we don't want people passing out when we go up to them and talk. So you can keep that odor down with the teeth cleanings. A lot of the people, you know, their teeth are very important to them. If I tell somebody that they've got some serious periodontal disease and they need to lose some teeth, people get very upset. And so you want to try and save those teeth for your pet. Most people, you know, although they don't look in their mouth all the time, it does seem to be very important to them that, you know, when they see them at home and they're doing things, they like to see their nice, pretty smile. And they like to see that they have all their teeth. So I think it's very important. Most people want to keep them with a full mouth of teeth and keep them comfortable. The comfort factor is always the biggest thing. When you're doing teeth cleanings, you're doing it to try and keep them comfortable and healthy. And you really do, create a big change for some of the pets. I have owners come back after having their pets' teeth cleaned who say, wow, I never realized how uncomfortable, you know, Ghost was. She all of a sudden went home and now she's chewing on things and she had stopped. She hasn't been chewing on them for a while. So, you know, it always makes us feel good to know that we've helped that pet out. So if you have any questions or concerns, I would very much advise you to ask your veterinary healthcare professional about them, whether it be a technician or a dentist. They should be able to answer your questions. And don't be afraid to ask them what kinds of equipment they have. What do they use for anesthesia? What do they use to clean the teeth? Do they have digital x-ray or dental x-ray? Those things are very important because it allows them to do a much better job. And if you don't like the answers, or if you're concerned, you can always check other places. Thank you for your time today. I hope this has been helpful. If you have any questions, please feel free and contact me at our website. Have a good day.